The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
How's it, Terence?
Hey, Darren.
Wow, how'd that interview go?
Well, I tell you what. So last week I followed up on a story that I did last year.
Yes.
About a primary school child that was allegedly assaulted by the parent of another child at his school. And so, you know, we found out that nothing was being done by the police. They, Captain Gwala from SAPS Communications, sent me a written statement to say that the suspect's whereabouts are unknown and it's suspected that he's since fled to Gauteng. He's being actively sought by the police, which turned out to be not true because I found him.
How much of it was not true?
All of it, because he's always been here.
He didn't go anywhere?
And yeah, he didn't go anywhere. And I managed to track him down and chat to him this week. Brennan, in May last year, you were accused of assaulting a child at a school in Queensborough. What exactly happened?
Okay, I was on my way to fetch my daughter from school. And when I got there, I seen her crying. So I asked her what happened. And then she told me that about three or four guys, school kids, was teasing her. And one of them swore at her. So I asked them where they are. They quickly saw me because they were at a distance and they started to run. So I asked, what did the one guy swear you? And he referred to her as a female dog. And then also asked what they was teasing her. And then she said that those guys, they were calling her black, calling her dirty and calling her fat. So obviously being a parent, I was quite angry.
And, so what did you do?
Okay, so I went after those guys, never ran, I just walked behind them, and it was like in the school blocks, near the school car, teacher's car park. So I called a couple pupils who ran away. So one of them said, it's not me, uncle, it's that guy there. So I called that guy down and he came down. So I just took him by the neck and I took him to my daughter, asked him, why did you swear my daughter? And I told him to apologize. So he apologized, that was it. I thought that's the end of it. Took my daughter, put her in a car, and I went home.
Did you punch the child?
Never laid a hand on him, besides holding him around the neck at the back.
Did you not drag him across the school field?
No, we was nowhere near the school field. It happened where the tuck shop is. So if people was familiar with Parkside Primary School and the tuck shop, they'll know what I'm talking about. Behind the tuck shop is a teacher's car park. So they know where the incident took place.
So according to the police and the pictures that I've received of this child, he does look pretty beaten up.
Yeah. No, I didn't lay a hand on him. They were his friends of present there. If you can get the story from his friends, it'll elaborate what I'm saying. I never laid a hand on him. And yeah, that's it.
And so, apparently there were teachers that also witnessed this incident.
Yeah, they witnessed me shouting at the child, but I didn't lay a hand on him. I didn't beat him. I never slapped him. I never punched him. It took place nowhere near the school field. So there's no need for that person to say that I dragged the child across the ground. That never happened.
So Brendan, were you aware of the consequences of your actions?
I wasn't aware because there nothing took place. I was not wrong. I just like reprimanded the child and it wasn't violent. It was like what any parent would have done.
But according to you, you grabbed him by his collar and pulled him.
Okay, it was firmly. I never grabbed him. I firmly held him around his neck, but on top of his shirt collar.
So did you not think that perhaps I should speak to the school about this as opposed to approaching a child because you're an adult?
Yeah. No, I didn't think at that time.
In retrospect, do you think that's what you should have done?
Yeah, that's what I should have done.
The allegation is that you then fled to Johannesburg, and these are the exact words that the police statement to me said. The suspect has fled to Johannesburg. Is that true?
I did not fled to Johannesburg. I went several times to the police station.
You went to the police station?
I went to the police station after they came to my house, letting me know of what transpired and that the parent came there and laid a complaint. So I went several times and the investigating detective was not there.
Okay. Is there a record of you going there?
His assistant made a record of it in his notebook.
So why do you think the police are saying that they can't find you?
I'm not sure. But last week, before you aired the other guy's story, I think that's the time the police, they wanted to get all the ducks in a row. That's the time they contacted me and they made an effort to come and find me.
So what was the whole situation with Johannesburg though?
No, I just had some business to take care of.
No, I mean, you did leave.
I did leave, but it wasn't at the same time. It was like weeks later.
So you say that you went to the police.
Yes, I did.
And
with my daughter.
And the police are aware.
They're aware.
The lead detective. You were being upfront.
Yes.
And you went to them to
tell
your
story. The lead detective, yes. The lead detective, his assistant, it's taken down my details. I gave him my house address, my house number, everything to get in contact with me.
So Brendan, why do you think they're telling a different story?
Let me paint you a picture here, right? What I see here, my child was victimized. I'm so sad to say this, but it was to do with color.
Okay.
Because the children that were involved were four white boys.
So it's a race issue.
It's a race issue. And I'm so sad to say, my daughter's best friend is a white girl. So I have no problem with, you know, understand?
Yeah.
So
I understand that. I think the altercation might have been a race issue, if you say it was.
I think this father is just looking for a quick buck.
But the police.
Yeah.
How can that be a race issue? Because they say to me that they can't find you, that they've never, ever spoken to you.
You know something? I can't answer for the police, but I was being upfront. I was being honest. I went to the police station several times, like I said, and I don't know why. Every time I went there, the lead detective was not available.
So, do you know that this is an ongoing investigation and the police are actively looking for you?
No, I already went and spoke to the police guy.
When was the last time you spoke to him?
Last week, Wednesday.
And who did you see there?
I spoke to the lead detective. His name, I am not sure, not too familiar with. But if you phone Malvern Police Station and you refer to the case, they'll tell you I came in. I spoke to a female and a gentleman.
So were you aware that you were banned from entering the school property?
No. The principal didn't call me and tell me I'm banned.
Was that because the principal's a personal friend of yours?
Yeah, he's not a personal friend of mine.
Okay, so that allegation's not true.
That's not true.
Okay, and the allegation that you've got friends in the school governing body as well, is that not true?
That's not true.
A few other children have since alleged that you've also been abusive on other occasions. What's your response?
No, I never abused any child in that school.
Okay.
Or else I would have heard from parents, or, you know, like you said, like this parent took it up with the law. I would have heard from the law. You would have had records.
Yeah.
There's no record.
Okay. So at the moment, Brendan, it seems like it's a he said, she said story. So I understand your side of the story, but at the end of the day, you were dealing with kids here.
Yes.
And there's a process which should have been followed. At any time, did you not think, I should have followed this process? I should have gone to the principal or to teachers and told them what is happening?
Yeah, yeah. Directly after it happened, I thought that way. Yeah. That I should have went to the teachers, should have went to the principal and, you know, let it go through those proper channels and let it unfold from there.
Because you do realize, as a parent yourself, you must realize that if another parent did this to your child, how would you react?
You know, true. I understand that. I would have been angry.
And so there's a process that needs to be followed.
Yes.
And so an adult can't go around assaulting minors, allegedly.
Yes.
So where are you from here, Brendan?
No, I'm just waiting to see what comes back from the courts. And,
Have you given a statement to the police?
I've given a statement to the police. My two daughters have given a statement to the police as well. One as involved and one as the victim. And I'm just waiting for the docket to arrive at court, and then I'll just hear from the court.
What do you want to say to the child that was assaulted and the father in particular?
No, I didn't assault the child.
Allegedly.
Yeah. No, I just want to say that why this pretense of saying that you got assaulted? Why not the truth? And stop being a bully. She's a girl. You're a guy. You're bigger than her. That's all I want to say. Bullies are not allowed in school.
Sure. And we're not just talking about children as well.
Yeah, no, understand that.
Because you do realize that what you did was also a form of bullying.
Yes, I know.
Fascinating that Brennan actually decided to come in and tell his side of the story, which does seem to be a polar opposite of the statement.
But for me, the real problem, Darren, lies with SAPS. You know, they've had a year to finalize this case.
Yeah.
And in the general scheme of all the crime that's taking place in the country, this should have been a fairly easy case to get to court.
Mm.
You know, both the victim and the suspect says that they gave statements to the same detective and witnesses on both sides say they've corroborated the stories. So why has it taken this show, to get the police to start investigating? And why have they dragged their heels for so long? The fact is, if the action was swift enough on simple cases like these, perhaps there won't be such a huge backlog of open cases and complaints by the police that they're overwhelmed by the sheer volume of cases that they are dealing with.
Quite
it's
right.
That simple.
Listen, if you want to weigh in on this, you can contact, you can engage with Terrence directly on his Twitter. It's at Terrence Pillay, 11R in Terrence. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.
Darren, Gary, and Sky, East Coast Breakfast.